You're listening to WKAR. I'm Karel Vega. Today, the former dean of the Michigan State University College of Osteopathic Medicine was convicted in his Ingham County trial. William Strample was found guilty of one felony and two misdemeanors. Strample was Larry Nassar's former boss. Nassar was a former MSU sports doctor who was convicted last year for sexually abusing his patients for decades. Strample was found not guilty of the more serious charge of second-degree criminal sexual conduct. Capitol correspondent Shayna Roth was at Strample's trial, and she joins us now. Hi, Shayna.
Hey there.
Let's start with the charges against Strample. What was he accused of?
So he was accused of essentially four things. There were the two charges that related to Larry Nassar, and those were misdemeanors. It was essentially failing to properly oversee him after a 2014 investigation. And then there was this misconduct of a public official charge, and this was a felony where he faces up to 5 years in prison, and this is the felony that he was convicted of. And essentially, it boiled down to the jury agreed with prosecutors that a lot of comments that Strample made to female students were an attempt to use his position as dean to get sexual favors from them. So we heard from quite a few witnesses over the days of trial that he would bring them into his office because they were in a difficult position. They were concerned about their future and their schooling, and then he would make these really inappropriate comments to them. And then the final charge, which he was acquitted of, was a second-degree criminal sexual conduct charge. And that stems from a woman who came forward and said that during a school event, William Strample grabbed her buttocks. And that was originally charged as criminal sexual conduct in the fourth degree. However, prosecutors sort of bumped that up because they said, look, he was doing this while utilizing that sort of misconduct of a public official charge. So it's a little bit technical and kind of in the weeds, but essentially he did the CSC fourth while he was committing another felony, which was misconduct of a public official. Therefore, it bumps it up to his criminal sexual conduct in the second degree.
What were the arguments on both sides?
On the one hand, the prosecutor was saying, look, he had this position of power and it was corrupting for him. And he used that to try and get these women to do sexual favors from him. And while he may not have said specifically, if you do X, I will do Y, the prosecuting attorney, Danielle Hageman Clark, basically said, look, he's more sophisticated than that. He knew better than to do that. But the things that he did say, like I own you and I want you to turn around two times for me and you'd look sexy in a sports car, things like that were really these attempts by him to try and get them to give him sexual favors. Now, on the other side, Strample's attorney, John Dakmak, argued that, look, there was no quid pro quo because the only people that ever got what they wanted out of these conversations or supposedly wanted were the women. You know, they got the exceptions that they went to Strample and asked him for. And then Dakmak also said that, look, my client is, you know, he's a former military guy. He's old, more or less. He's in his 70s. And he just engages in rough talk. At one point, he called it locker room talk and said that this is just, you know, part of who he is. He makes lewd comments to everybody. That doesn't make it criminal. So those were sort of the big arguments in those charges in the CSC second, which sort of bleeds into this misconduct of a public official. And then when it comes to the Nassar charges, essentially, the prosecuting attorney, Danielle Hageman Clark, she was saying that this was on Strample, that he was the boss. He was Nassar's boss. He was Nassar's boss. He was sort of the top of the food chain at the College of Medicine, and it was incumbent on him to make sure that Nassar, after this 2014 investigation, followed through on these procedures that were put in place. And in response to that, John Dakmak, Strample's attorney, said, look, my client wasn't the only person that was overseeing Nassar. There were a bunch of other people. You can't put this all on him.
You're listening to All Things Considered on WKAR. I'm Karel Vega. If you're just joining us, I'm speaking with Capitol correspondent Shayna Roth about the conviction today of former MSU Dean William Strample on one felony count of misconduct of a public official and two misdemeanor counts of willful neglect of duty. Shayna, Strample's misdemeanor convictions were related to former MSU sports doctor Larry Nassar. How are these cases tied?
So essentially, you couldn't have one without the other in some ways. So MSU in 2014 did an internal sort of investigation. We still don't quite know all of what went on. But we do know that sort of from that investigation, while Nassar was not fired, he was not really given any formal sanctions. He was, you know, sort of put on leave for a little while they were doing the investigation. But when he came back, there were these procedures that he was supposed to follow, like wearing gloves during exams, getting permission for doing sensitive exams, having somebody in the room for certain types of exams. And the prosecutor said that it was really on Strample as Nassar's boss to make sure that Nassar followed all of those procedures. And at the end of the day, the prosecution argued and the jury agreed that Strample did not follow through on that oversight. And as a result, he was charged with the two and convicted of the two misdemeanors.
We've been speaking with Capitol correspondent Shayna Roth about former MSU Dean William Strample's convictions today on one felony and two misdemeanors. Strample's sentencing is on July 31st. Shayna, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
You're listening to WKAR.